I'm originally from Boston. That's where my family grew up until I was about 13. And when I was around nine years old, my mom was diagnosed with Huntington's disease, which is a neurodegenerative brain disorder that causes one to lose the ability to walk, talk, think, and reason. And unfortunately, it's incurable and leads to death about 8 to 10 years after diagnosis. And so it was a surprise for our family because we didn't know that her biological father had the disease because he was disconnected from the family before he would have shown symptoms, which usually happen in middle age. So we were kind of blindsided by this diagnosis of Huntington's disease. And I, as a preteen at that time, watched my mom decline fairly rapidly over the course of several years, and even in some cases several months, all the while learning that not only did she have the disease, but I had a 50% chance of inheriting the same faulty gene as did my two younger brothers. So it's definitely a really intense disease and a family disease that can be very devastating to several generations. And when I was about 13, my family moved to North Carolina, to Chapel Hill, where I've been for about 8 years now. And we were still obviously dealing with the effects of my mom's disease, but also I was at Chapel Hill High School at the time and nearing the age of 18, which is when one can undergo genetic testing to find out if they've inherited the Huntington's disease gene, which is a definite marker that you will have it, the disease, at some point if you do have that faulty gene. So as a student at Chapel Hill High School, I was doing a lot of different things, working on various environmental initiatives and projects, but around my junior year of high school, I decided that I wanted to make a film about Huntington's disease and genetic testing, mostly because as a kid growing up affected by this disease, I didn't have many resources to look to. They're very scientific and hard to understand, or they didn't just pertain to someone who is a teenager trying to make these decisions. A lot of the resources were for older adults. So I wanted to make this film to not only educate young people about genetic testing, but also teach the world about Huntington's disease and the stigma that surrounds it. So when I was about 17, getting close to 18, I started fundraising for the film. And with the help of predominantly the Chapel Hill community among my family and friends, we were able to raise $18,000 to start the filming process. So I underwent genetic testing at UNC Hospital and ended up getting my results, which you'll have to watch the film to find out what happened. But I spent the last 5 years making that film, promoting it. Spent the last year in a world tour where we reached over six continents, over 30 cities and 5,000 people with the film, and now it's available online for anybody who wants to see it.
What were some of those stories that you heard from being able to reach out and talk to those other people that may be going through similar situations?
Well, I think for one of the first screenings I did, somebody came up to me afterwards and they're like, this film is incredibly important, not so much for me, but for my family, because often Huntington's disease is a very stigmatized disease and it can be difficult to explain this disease to family and friends. And there is some skepticism because just like any mental health disease, sometimes it's hard to believe what you can't see. And so I had a couple of people actually come up to me and say, you know, just by the fact that you told your story from your perspective, I didn't have to explain this to my family. They could watch your story and gain a better understanding of what I'm going through without me having to do the difficult job of explaining to my family what's happening to me or what might happen to me if I have the disease. So that was extremely validating for me. I think also for the genetic counseling community, not just here in the United States, but worldwide, I think it's very important for them to see the patient perspective. You know, every day being a genetic counselor, you may not think about how traumatizing a genetic test for Huntington's disease can be, especially when that individual has seen parents, cousins, grandparents, entire family members just be devastated by this disease. It can be very traumatizing. And so I think it's important for genetic counselors also to see that human perspective and gain a better understanding of just how important this test can be for a family. So I've been able to reach out to a lot of hospitals and medical school programs and genetic testing or genetic counseling programs to help with that perspective as well, which has been an awesome impact of the film that I did not expect at the beginning of this.
Well, now that the film, you know, is done, it's out there for rent and download, and you've been traveling the world talking about it, what what's next on your agenda? I mean, you've got a lot going on. You're a student at Stanford while also trying to get this message out there and be there for people maybe that were in your situation just a few years ago trying to wrap their head around this. So what's on your plate right now?
Right now, I am just trying to graduate. I'll be done with Stanford in June. I was just writing a blog post this morning, one of my last blog posts for the Twitch website, and for the first time in my life, or at least in a very long time, I don't really have a what's next or a next project or anything like that. I do know I'll be returning to North Carolina in July after I graduate.
Is there anything else that you want to make sure that we add in on this? I know you were talking a lot about the stigma, and we see that widespread reach on stigma, talking about anything of mental health, or recently with World AIDS Day earlier this month, talking about the stigma that still surrounds that. What do you think is the biggest obstacle or the biggest thing that you know whenever this happens, I'll know that we've made a lot of progress as far as the stigma goes?
Yeah, I think in terms of stigma, I think if individuals can walk who have Huntington's disease can walk around in their daily lives and be helped rather than judged, whether that be individuals just like in a movie theater, understanding that maybe the person's kicking their seat not because they're being obnoxious, but because of some underlying condition, or even in terms of law enforcement, which I know is a big topic in a lot of communities, law enforcement understanding of mental health issues and issues that affect motor control and things like that, and having a greater empathy or a greater understanding of those diseases is extremely important for helping the community. And I think just the more we have an educated public, the more likely we'll see these more humane, more understanding treatment of people affected by neurodegenerative diseases or motor control diseases or general mental health illnesses. So I think all of those avenues of education are extremely important for just gaining this critical mass of understanding that will make people affected by HD make their lives a bit easier.